We have been trying to get access to help the communities in Leyr. The last time we were in this area was around March, where we were trying to deliver tools and seeds for the population before the rainy season. But then after that, we were not able to go in due to, you know, the volatile environment. It wasn't safe enough for us to spend too much time on the ground and for the communities, of course. So finally, the good news is we got the security green light, let's say it that way, to be able to spend enough time on the ground and to be able to deliver this must needed food and shelter supplies for the people around the area.
Right. So how many people has the ICRC managed to reach with aid and where?
Yes, we're still working on it. The first of four drops, because, you know, the access in this area is by air. So the first of four, we are reaching 3,300 families. This is going to last still for a whole, like, three more days. And we started last week on June 28th. Mm. In the coming weeks, we will be providing assistance for families in Leyr Town and Padea and Dabluál.
Yes. And can you describe for us the situation of the IDPs and the International Committee of the Red Cross's reach with aid?
Yes. Well, what the teams found on the ground is families that had been on their own for more than 2 months. So they were eating wild fruits. They were trying to fish, but, you know, the level of the water is very low. Mm-hmm. So they can't find too much fish. And they were just sleeping under the trees with no shelter. And of course, they have, you know, they have more needs, because when you lose everything, when you run away and you leave everything behind, and the little things you take with you, they get lost on the way, you need everything, you know. So that was the condition they were in.
Right. So is the aid that is going to be distributed enough to sustain families through the rainy season?
As of right now, we're planning to do this distribution for a month. It's going to take a month because we do two drops a day. And it's going to be for around 48,000 people. So it takes a while. Now it depends of how the security continues on the ground, the needs of the families. Then we will plan further assistance. But for now, we're trying to do the very basics to cover the emergency.
All right. So is there anything else you would like to let us know about the work of ICRC in South Sudan?
Yes, I mean, we have activities in different fields. One of them is health, and I'm talking about health because it's a very important issue in the country and for the people that are on the run. To have access to health services is vital. It's vital to save lives, and it's also very important to tell, you know, the different actors in this country to respect health services, to allow health services to reach people, to respect health facilities, because everybody, we all need those services. It's vital for survival. Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Now, Erica, on a very lighter note, have you been following the World Cup?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm from Colombia. And, of course, Colombia is playing today.
Yeah, you're playing England today.
And yes. And, I was following all, you know, African teams and Latin American teams. Yes, absolutely.
So what do you think about the game of today, England versus Colombia?
Well, you never know, but I hope Colombia wins, of course. You know, it's my team.
Okay, I wish you all the best as you go, hopefully, to the quarterfinals as a country.
Yes.